Five, four, three, two, one. It is. It is time once again for It Is Time. It's good to be with you. Good to be speaking the things of heaven. This is a timely message for the timeless times of our life. Glory to God. In the time of the Gentiles, for the times and seasons in which we live, this is the perfect message. This is called Right Now Radio for right now troubles, right now times. We need right now faith. We need something to grab us right now that could cause us to rise above the beggarly elements of this world and live a victorious life, because it's available to us. If it wasn't available, we wouldn't talk about it. If it wasn't given to us or promised to us, we wouldn't even mention it. But it is there, plain and simple, in the scripture. The Bible said, blessed is the man or the woman who trusts in the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty in the earth. You know, that's a mighty, mighty, mighty promise. And let's grab a hold of that. I like what God says. He says his ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours. So let's grab some higher thoughts. Let's get a hold of some higher ways and begin to think in such a way that we are doing the work of heaven. You know, I like what somebody said. T.L. Osborne said that, he called evangelism God's number one job. And we need to get involved with God's number one job. To feel the presence of God, you got to get involved with what he's involved with. And to know that His blessing is on your life. Get involved with God's number one job. His number one job is to reach souls, to reach men and women for heaven. You know, we're here to get ready for heaven. We don't want to be strangers when we get there. You know, we want to be adapted. And the way you get adapted to heaven is by getting involved with God's number one job down here. So let's get involved with it. Let's get involved with heaven. And I think that one of the great ways that we can get involved with that mighty work of heaven is to get involved with the harvest of souls and the things that are going on in the earth about that. And we got something to share with you right now. Give a listen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com.
Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It's time to cast off words and darkness. Yeah, we're back again. It is time, and we're moving right along here. Hey, we have a great program lined up for you. I was just thinking about this before the program, and it just kind of dumped into my heart. You know, there's so many people in the Word that trusted God. There's so many people in the Word that just trusted what God said. we're going to do our best to kind of find some of those people in the Word. We got Abraham, we got Noah, we got Jesus, obviously. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he's the one we look to the most, obviously. We follow him. He's our Savior. But so many people in the Word trusted God in the New Testament, the Old Testament, and there's some great songs that are written about these people. You know, on this program, sometimes music can be such a driving force for a lot of things, and people get really kind of sensitive about what kind of music they like. But I feel like this is a message-driven program, and we're here to build people up. It's Right Now Radio. We're grabbing people's hearts. I believe the Holy Spirit is doing that. And so God's inspiring us to believe him, inspiring us to go on in faith and to be fed the good word of God. So there's various kinds of music, various kinds, all kinds, and they'll be on this program, certainly a lot of different kinds of music. But there's a scripture I'd like to start off with that just absolutely sets the tone for what we're going to share here today, and that is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the book of Proverbs, a great, powerful book in the scriptures, and the wise man Solomon was given wisdom from God, and so much so that people came from miles around. The Queen of Sheba came from many miles around just to see what was involved with Solomon's life because he had so much wisdom. And she says, my goodness, the half is never, hadn't even been told me. But she came to find out. But the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I like what one person said, lean not to your head. Don't lean to your head. Faith is of the heart, it's not of the head. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. He'll direct your path. And one translation says, he'll make your path straight. That's great. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your head. Don't lean to your understanding. There's a lot of our own understanding about religion, about songs, about trusting God, about worship, about all these things that maybe are religious traditions, and maybe they're just things that we like and things that we hold on to, preferences rather than faith. But I believe if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, he will guide us. He said he'll make our paths straight. So I want to set the tone for this broadcast with a song that's kind of a teaching song written a few years ago by Dion, and talks about trusting the Lord with all your heart, leaning not to your own understanding. Faith is what it takes to trust God with. So let's give a listen and learn something from the Word of God.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight. He will make your path straight. Yes, sir. Jonah got along in the belly of the whale. Daniel in the lion's den. I know a man who lived on faith till the very end. Because anyone who comes to him must believe. You see, you trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight. He will make your path straight. Yes, he will. What we see. You see, we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight. Yes, he will. He will make your path straight. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, and it is certain of what we do not see. Faith, it surely comes by hearing the word of God, you see. God, you see.
That's right. That's Dion. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He will make your path straight. You know, Jonah, he talked about Jonah in there, and Jonah had to trust God big time. And he had a hard time trusting God because, well, his heart wasn't really right with God to begin with. But, you know, everything that we do, when God calls us, he doesn't call us as perfect people. He doesn't use us as perfect people. He calls us where we are. He called Gideon in a place where he was hiding, and he had no sense of real trust because he hadn't seen anything in his generation except bondage and captivity and being, you know, afraid. So he had no reference point in his generation to trust from, and God had to start with him where he is. So God starts with you right where you are, and he loves you, and he loves me, and he's going to use us, but he starts with us and right where we are. And it has that whole thing of, you know, trusting God with all your heart. Don't lean to your head. And faith is of the heart. It's not of the head. And when God speaks a word and you can hold on to it and just say, you know, God, I'm having a hard time believing this, but I'm going to hold on to it. And I'm going to rehearse it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep working on it. You know, very few people, people who get hired to do jobs, they get trained to do them. Well, God, when he picks you, he's going to start training you. He takes you as you are. He puts his spirit inside of you, and he wants to give you a new heart, you see. That's the most incredible thing, is he'll give us a believing heart. He'll give us a heart that's tender to him, soft to him. But we start by surrendering and just saying, God, I want to do it your way. Teach me how to walk. Teach me how to talk. Teach me how to start all over again. And he had to start with Abraham that way. And Abraham had to believe God where he was in Ur of the Chaldees. But God called him out of there, and he had to trust the Lord. And this is a song by David Ingalls. Very powerful song about our father Abraham, who trusted God.
God appeared to Abram when he was 99. Walk before me upright, and you I'll multiply. Furthermore, it's Abraham that your name shall be, because a father of many nations have I made thee. Abraham, Abraham, friend of God. Him, father of nations, Abraham. As Abraham believed God, he was greatly blessed. 'Twas accounted to him for righteousness. So it is to us today, because of faith like him, we which be of faith are blessed like Father Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, friend of God. Abraham, there was righteousness reckoned unto him. Father of nations, Abraham. Jesus. very best. It's our faith in Christ that makes us God's righteousness. Christ who liveth in me makes me what I am, standing in right standing like Father Abraham. Abraham, Abraham,
Abraham,
friend of God. Abraham, there was righteousness reckoned unto him. Father of nations, Abraham. Abraham,
Abraham,
friend of God. Abraham, there was righteousness reckoned unto him. Father of nations, Abraham. Abraham.
Abraham, he's the father of faith. The Bible calls him the father of faith. And, you know, that's great faith to follow. Yeah, you don't want to be following your own footsteps. But even the Lord Jesus Christ endorsed the faith of Abraham. The Bible endorses the faith of Abraham. And Abraham received the sign of circumcision, the seal of righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all of them that believe. Isn't that amazing? He's the father of all of them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of faith, he's called the father of faith. Those who walk in the steps of faith of our father Abraham, that's what we do. And if you be Abraham's seed, then are you heirs. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so God really endorsed the life of Abraham. Abraham believed God, and he left Ur of the Chaldees. He left an idol-making father. And he began to trust God. A lot of us are called out of a place of idolatry and a place of, you know, where we're really just one with this world and the ways of the world. And God calls us out. And it seems difficult at first. But, you know, God can teach us and train us. And he does mighty miracles along the way as you trust him. Another person in the Bible is Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was in a whole different set of circumstances, but he had to trust God because the armies were coming against them and coming against the people of God. But Jehoshaphat was a ruler who learned how to pray. And we need rulers. And if you're in charge of something, maybe a ministry or charge of an area of ministry, we need to be people of prayer. We need to pray for our leaders that they would be people of prayer. Everybody should have a place of prayer in their life because we need to learn how to pray. The King Jehoshaphat, he was one of those who learned how to pray and trust God. Let's listen.
Now Jehoshaphat was king in Jerusalem a long, long time ago, when the children of Judah all worshiped the Lord from the high on down to the low. And Judah was a wealthy kingdom. Everybody's children were fed, because Jehoshaphat studied the word of the Lord and did everything he said. But out of the east came an army one day after Jehoshaphat's goal. They were marching right straight to Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat soon was told. So he called all the people together, and everybody fasted and prayed. The Lord God answered the people and said, there's no need for you to be afraid, because the battle is mine tomorrow. It's not yours and it's not the king's. And all you gotta do is just stand and watch to see the salvation I bring. Just believe that what I've told you is exactly what I'm gonna do. And go out tomorrow against them now, because the Lord's gonna fight for you. Great jumping Jehoshaphat. Well, the army rose early next morning. They marched on out with the king. Jehoshaphat chose some singers, and he told those singers to sing. And they praised the beauty of holiness instead of shouting out a battle cry. And all the way down to the enemy's camp, they sang to the Lord on high. They were singing, praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures.
mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord our God, his mercy will never end. Well, the Lord God set up an ambush, got the enemy all turned around. They started into killing each other, you know, till they all lay dead on the ground. And the riches and the jewels that they left behind, it took them 3 whole days to haul. The children of Judah all praised the Lord, cause he saved them one and all. They were singing, praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord our God, his mercy will never end. Well, if the parallel's not real obvious now, I'll spell it right out for you. When you see trouble coming to rip you off, here's all that you need to do. Just pray to your heavenly Father and believe that his word is true. And then step out and shout the salvation of God, cause he'll win that battle for you. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord our God, his mercy will never end. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, his mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord our God, his mercy will never end. Praise ye the
Lord. Yeah, that's Don Francisco with Jehoshaphat. He trusted God, it worked, and that's what we got to remember is when we trust God, he can do something incredible. David also trusted God, and he had covenant rights, and he won the battle. Let's listen how David did it.
Saul and the men of Israel were fighting Philistines. Jesse sent son David to take his boys some things. David heard the soldiers say, have you seen the giant? David didn't fear at all because he had covenant rights.
Covenant rights. Covenant rights.
Through the blood of Jesus, I have covenant rights. I am chasing giants, reigning in this life.
Because I know an act upon my blood of covenant rights.
The man that kills the giant, the men went on to tell, the king will make his father's house free in Israel, and give his daughter to the man that rids him of this giant. David ran together stones to act on covenant rights.
Covenant rights. Covenant rights.
Through the blood of Jesus, I have covenant rights. I am chasing giants, reigning in this life.
Because I know an act upon my blood of covenant rights.
Said, just come ahead and I'll feed you to the fowls. David came in the name of the Lord of the host of Israel. The Lord will give you to our hands, regardless of your height. I may look like a boy, but my sling's no toy, and I know my covenant rights.
Covenant rights. Covenant rights.
Through the blood of Jesus, I have covenant rights. I am chasing giants, reigning in this life.
Because I know an act upon my blood of covenant rights.
Goliath fell dead when David hit him in the forehead. The Philistines fled in fright. The Israelites ran after them. What a glorious sight. The ladies, they began to sing, telling of the fight. David won with a sling and a stone and a sword, just a boy with covenant rights.
Covenant rights. Covenant rights.
Through the blood of Jesus, I have covenant rights. I'm
in this life.
Because I know an act upon my blood of covenant rights.
Covenant rights.
Covenant rights.
Through the blood of Jesus, I have covenant rights. I am chasing giants, reigning in this life.
Because I know an act upon my blood of covenant rights.
Covenant rights.
Covenant rights.
Yeah, David trusted God, and he had covenant rights. Thank God for that. And trusting God is not always easy, you know. God can ask you to do some things that are very difficult because they have extenuating circumstances. Lord, if I do this, I make this decision, it's going to affect this, this, that, and people may not understand me. You know, the scripture says in Romans chapter 8 that the carnal mind is at enmity against God. The carnal mind is a mind that is not influenced by the Holy Spirit, and so it fights God. Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, so that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But he goes on to say, you know, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. And if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to him. And there's an easy way to take care of that, and that's to invite God's Holy Spirit into your life and give yourself over to Jesus and let him be the master of your thoughts and your thinking and your direction. Direction is a exact result of trust. So we're either trusting ourselves, our grandma or grandpa, and you know, or some person, or we're trusting God and his direction for our life. So when we do that, the carnal mind, when we put God's word into our hearts and begin to meditate on it, the Bible says that our minds can be transformed. They can be renewed. And it absolutely starts transforming the way you think about things. You don't look at the glass half empty anymore. You look at it half full and you go, man, if there's this much water, I can get more. And instead of saying, well, there's only this much water left and, you know, the way things go, we'll get a flat tire by the time we, you know, get two blocks away from the house on our vacation, and you'll just be defeated no matter what happens. But God can turn things around, you know. But it's amazing, though, how it does affect us when God leads us. There's an incredible, example of this. Comedically, Bill Cosby many years ago did a thing on Noah and how Noah had to trust the Lord. You know, you imagine getting all the animals in the world by two and putting them into a boat. And, of course, Bill Cosby takes a comedic look at it, and we're going to listen to this right now.
Of course, Noah had a heck of a job, really. He had to go out and collect all of the animals in the world by twos, two mosquitoes, male or female. And he had to keep telling the rabbits, only two, only two, only two. We find Noah pulling up the last two animals, two hippos, and he's really in a hurry to get them up because he's afraid that the Lord's going to call him and ask him to do something else, and his nerves are shot. This is one heck of a job for a man 600 years old. So we find him pulling up the last two hippos, and of course the Lord does call him there. Come on, fat hippos, hurry up. Come on, will you please?
Noah.
What? What do you want?
Gotta take one of those hippos out and bring in another one.
What for?
Because you got two males down there and you need to bring in a female.
I'm not bringing nothing in. You change one of them.
Come on, you know I don't work like that.
Hey, well, I'm sick and tired of this. I've had enough of this stuff. I've been working all day, working on for days and days. I'm sick and tired of this.
Noah?
Yeah?
How long can you tread water?
Yeah, well, I got news for you. I'm sick and tired of this whole mess. If I have the whole neighborhood's out there laughing at me, you're all having a grand time at good old Noah there. I went out and got my best friend, Larry. I said, Larry, listen, I've been talking with the Lord. Larry said, oh, really? I said, yeah, yeah, listen. Lord, Larry, Larry, Lord, you walked off there laughing. I hear them all up there laughing at me. You know I'm the only guy in this neighborhood with an ark? People around there laughing, picket signs, walking up and down. I'm sick and tired of this stuff here. People are walking around there, how you doing, Tarzan? How's everything up there? Sick and tired of this mess here.
You're supposed to know all and see all. You let me go out there and bring in a pregnant elephant. You give me no manual for delivery and everything. Never told me the thing was pregnant. There's good old Noah waiting underneath the elephant there. Broom, right on top of the elephant. All that stuff, but you're running around and you're supposed to know all and see all. Like I said before, you let me go out there and do all this stuff here. You never even looked in the bottom of that ark. Have you looked down there? No. Who's gonna clean up that mess down there? That's me. I'll tell you that. I've had enough of this stuff. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm letting all these animals out, and then I'm gonna burn down this ark, and I'm going to Florida somewhere because you haven't done nothing. I'm sick and tired of all this mess. You're fooling around and you haven't done nothing except as you got it raining. It's not a shower, is it? Okay, Lord, me and you, right? Because I knew all the time everything was right.
Trusting God may not be that dramatic. It may not be that difficult. But there's a certain amount of truth to that. That trusting God, you know, will test you. But, you know, he's worthy of our trust. He's worthy of that test. And Noah, of course, passed the test. And he finished his course. He did what God asked him to do. This is a song by Dion. It's Gonna Rain.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Better get ready.
Dion with the song called It's Gonna Rain. And that's the story of Noah trusting God through the flood. And And of course, they're saying it's going to be fire next time. God put a rainbow in the heavens and said, I'm never going to flood the earth again. But there will be fire next time. But to trust God every day, it takes someone who's going to say, hey, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to follow you. And I'm going to not lean to my own understanding, but in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you and you're going to direct my paths. You know, Jesus taught his disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. That's in Mark chapter 8, verse 30. And they spoke openly. He spoke openly to them, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Peter, you know, pulled Jesus aside and said, hey, Jesus, come on now. You know, you're talking about dying. You're talking about being suffering and all this. There's too many good things going on. You're healing the sick, raising the dead. Come on. But when he turned and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan, for you savor not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. You know, the reason a lot of people don't have strong faith is because there's too much stuff. We got too much stuff we're holding on to. And the Lord tells us how to get rid of, how to unload the baggage. The baggage of what? You know, the baggage of not denying yourself, not coming after the Lord, and not taking up your cross. The cross takes care of so many things. The cross will set you free, because that's where the great exchange took place. For my sicknesses, Jesus, he bore my sicknesses. He carried away my diseases. He bore all of my sins. He bore all the guilt, all the condemnation. And all those things are lifted off of me when I trust him. When I follow after him and I say, I'm going to deny myself. Because that's where I get in trouble, is when I trust in myself. I'm trusting in my own head. I'm trusting in my own ways. I'm trusting in my own imaginations. And the Lord says, this is how you make it really easy. Come after me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to destroy you. I'm not going to lie to you. And you come after me, deny yourself that propensity to want to be worshipped, to want to be loved, to want to be all these things that, you know, you got to go get these things, surround yourself with all this stuff. He said, no, just deny yourself. Turn it over to me and let my Holy Spirit fill that with all that stuff that left. There's all this new is going to come in. You deny yourself, take up his cross and follow me. And whoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake in the Gospels, the same will find it. Because it doesn't profit a man if he gains the whole world only to lose his soul. So, you know, when we accept the plan of God, we accept the call of God, we accept the mission that God would have us on, then we're into something great. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about Jehoshaphat. We talked about Abraham. We mentioned Job. We mentioned David. King David. I think I said Noah. Yeah, we talked about Noah. But we're just talking about people that believe God. And when Jesus touches people's life, then you begin to have a story. But there's a song here. Again, these songs are driven by the story that it tells. And I love this song about somebody believed. You know, you're the somebody that can believe. You're a believer. We can do this. We can believe. And when God touches a heart and begins to believe, and we begin to see things happen, and that's what we want to see happen. Glory to God. Let this song inspire you to believe the Lord, because you can do it. You're a believer. Let's do it right now. Amen.
Abraham believed the Lord. His faith was counted good. And Noah, by his trust, was led with safety through the Jericho was conquered, the giant David slew, and all because they trusted in what our God can do. Somebody believe.
Somebody believe.
Somebody believe. Someone dare to take Jesus at his word. Somebody believe.
Somebody. God moved his mighty hand when somebody believed. A sinner finds a savior, the blind man finally sees, the weak man finds the strength to carry on. And all because somebody spent some time down on his knees, believing that in Jesus every battle can be won. Somebody believe.
Somebody believe.
Somebody believe. Someone dared to take Jesus at his word. He said, there's nothing to it, boys. I was standing on the rock. Somebody believe.
Somebody believe.
Somebody believe. Someone dared to take Jesus at his word.
Yeah, here's another song. Talks about believing God. We can believe Him. We can believe His word even though we weren't there. Even if we didn't see it all happen. Faith is of the heart. We can believe even though we weren't there. We don't have to be there. You know, a lot of people say, well, I wasn't there. Yeah, but you know what? You don't have to be there. You can believe God's word. Besides, there's enough testimonies being built every single day. You know, like the blind man said, he said, what did Jesus do? How did he do it? He said, yeah, you know, I just know one thing. I once was blind, but now I see. And he did it for me. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for each of us because he loves us. And the miracles of Jesus' ministry are still going on today. He gave us his name. He gave us the authority in which to pray. He gave us the ability to believe. You know, the reason people don't believe is because they're trying too hard in themselves. You got to let go, as they say, and just let God take over. And just say, Lord, I deny myself. That's what Jesus said. He said, take up your cross. He said, if any man wants to follow me, let him deny himself. Let him, first of all, he said, you know, come after me. If any man wants to come after me, he said, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. That's right. You know, it's as simple as that. He said, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. He said, well, if I deny myself and I take up that cross, what if Jesus won't be there? Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there. That's where the miracle is. That's where the blessing of the Holy Spirit comes in. And he picks you up and he carries you by faith. Glory to God. But there's that instantaneous moment where you think you're just going to be by yourself. No, you're not going to be by yourself. We have a risen Savior who loves us too much. You know, it's all based on the authority of the resurrection of Jesus. People have trusted God, and they're going to keep trusting God. You might as well get on board, because this is just getting bigger. Hallelujah. This revolution of faith, hope, and love. That's what God is building in the earth today. And he's building a church. And he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against this church. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. So get involved with it. Get involved with the giving of the good news to people. That's what we want to do in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what has been given to us. And, you know, we have the authority by which to pray. And it's all because Jesus is risen. We're talking about a Savior who's risen. This is not an old story. This is a today story. He's a today Jesus. He's a today risen Christ. Oh, hallelujah to God. It's not an old fable. He's alive and well. He's moving in people's hearts and lives. He's risen from the dead. That's why we can have victory. Yes,
Lord. Sin remain inside the lie of inward shame. We fix our eyes upon the cross and run to
why we can believe he's risen. We can do the works of Jesus. He's with us. He's confirming our word.
Release the weight of all our sin. You're bound to none but heaven's will. No scheme of hell, no scoffer's crown, no burden.
He is. He's risen from the dead. Oh, grave, where is your victory? Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah to God. You know, God has given us such victory. You are the victor. You are the victor. He gives you the victory. He said, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Christ? Glory to God. That victory is ours. That victory belongs to you. It's been captured for you. And we've shared with you all these songs about people who trusted and believed God, people who trusted and saw it to the end. We've shared these so that you can know, hey, that victory is mine too. That's my victory. I'm writing my story right now. And something good is happening on the inside of me. Let it happen for me, God. Yes, I'm praying right now. Come on, let's just believe God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we grab a hold of that victory that belongs to us. Hallelujah. That victory belongs to us in the name of Jesus. It's been purchased by the shed blood of the Lamb. He causes us to triumph in Christ in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to just be strong and shout it out and not be ashamed of it. Come on, church, grab a hold of it.
The Lord will fight my battles for me. No need to fret. The Lord God Almighty's never failed me yet. And he has given the victory.
Come on, this is where you need to get excited. This is where we need to shout. This is where we need to just get happy in the Lord. Yes. That's right. Victory is ours. It's ours in the name of Jesus. Come on, you got to make it yours. You got to own it. Give God the praise. Lift your hands. Yeah, we put Satan in his place in the name of Jesus. We are the victorious ones in Jesus' name. That's our destiny. That's our birthright by the shed blood of Jesus, is to have victory in our lives. Jesus didn't conquer the grave and send his disciples out to lose. He sent them out to win. He sent them out to win other people to Christ. And that's your destiny too. That's what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So we need to thank God for it, that it belongs to us. It's in our home, as well as the home of every person that we can get a hold of in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's one of the reasons why God has commissioned us to go out and raise an army of people that will just not stop and say, you know what, we're going to touch lives. We're going to touch hearts. We're going to do things in the mighty name of Jesus. And Team Edify is part of that wonderful plan of heaven, I believe. And so you want to join the revolution of Edify. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. That's right. You're welcome to join the revolution, and we are not going to stop until we win 1 million people to God, and then we'll just keep going on from there, because that's what God wants. He wants us to touch souls, touch hearts, touch lives, and you're a leader. You're a captain in that. If you just rise up and say, you know, Lord, I'm going to take my place in the body of Christ. I'm not going to sit here with my feet up on the couch like some couch potato and watch the world go by and let Hollywood and let all these people make money off of me just being a window watcher. But praise God, I'm going to be one of those people that trusted like Noah, one of those people like Jehoshaphat, one of those people like Job, one of those people like Isaiah and Ezekiel. And one of those people like the Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the earth. And he said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. Wow. That's what you call a legacy. And that's something to aim for, to press towards, and to call into being through faith and through prayer. Well, we've come to the end of the program. It is time. The reason we call it is time is because it's right now. Whatever we can do to inspire people to believe God right now. Just start believing God, because everything counts. I mean, this is the World Series. Every day counts, every thought counts, and it doesn't have to be pressure-packed. It can be just one step of faith, one step of righteousness, one step of peace and joy at a time. Keep shouting the victory. I want you to do it. Keep shouting the victory and tell somebody. You got to tell them. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Till next time, let's keep the switch of faith turned on and keep blessing our Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Come on, church. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
Cast not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. The switch of faith turned.